Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I always bring my guest, this guest, on at the beginning of the hour because he says he likes my intro. So joining me now from the Greenville County Sheriff's Department is Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Man, I do love that intro. It gets me fired up to talk to you.
I'm hip. I'm just sitting here being hip. What's going on in Greenville? What are your thoughts on things been going on around here?
You know, it's always busy. I mean, obviously the property crimes issues we have, we talked about that on here before, have only picked up with people leaving equipment and those kind of things, maybe out on a construction site or around the yard. And we've had kind of an uptick in equipment that's been stolen. Immigration's been a hot topic. Logan Federico, that case, the murder of her and her dad's testimony. You know, we certainly had a lot of calls the beginning of this week in reference to judicial reform. Judge Miller, that actually reduced a sentence in that case, is from here. And so, you know, we have a lot of people kind of looking into past history of cases he's heard along with her case. And, you know, we look forward to being able to speak with her father. And he's certainly doing some good work to bring a lot of attention to what happens in our judicial system and where those breakdowns are, which is mostly with judges. And then you'll hear a lot about judicial reform, you know, as we talk about elections coming up and those things.
How much of that do we have where we have judges that you might consider to be not watching out? Not looking out.
Well, I think what the bigger issue, what the public really has to look at and be aware of, is the fact of how our judges are selected, and that is through what's called the Judicial Merit Selection Committee, and elected representatives get people who apply for these positions, and people, you know, lawyer legislators, certainly more prevalent in our state. And those defense attorneys are standing before judges in cases for people that they represent and in front of judges who they've appointed. That's a problem. That's a definite conflict. And a judge should not be in that position. The attorney should not put a judge in that position. But it's a very skewed system, the way we do things, and that's how some of those deals get done, whether it be backdoor deals or court deals or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So I think across the state, you know, you have judges who move around in different circuits, and you know, I think the public and a lot of legislators are going to be calling that out and looking and researching cases to find out who the problems are, what judges need to be replaced, which ones do not need to be renewed, who does need to be appointed, and do we change that process to either allow the governor to pick appointees for a judge and those folks confirmed in a later process to take the lawyer legislator part out first? Do we start electing judges? You know, we have to change that process It is a very, very, we're one of two states who do it the way we do it, which tells me that we're not doing it right.
I understand your logic, sir. Now, let me ask you another question, simply because I find you to be almost military in your apolitical stance. If you're invited to go somewhere and speak, you don't care who it is. When you're campaigning, you don't care who you're campaigning in front of them. You're just trying to get the word out to all the citizens within Greenville County, yeah?
Sure, absolutely. All the voters you can talk to. I mean, that's certainly the name of the game. You have to get in front of as many people as possible, whether you're door knocking or going to different events. You go to some events and speak, and there may be 10 people there, and then you go to some, there may be a few hundred. And the best you can hope for is you get your message out, and those folks will go tell their friends and family and neighbors and,
sure,
and those kind of things. But, yeah, you have to go. I mean, you don't have to. You can choose not to, but it's not going to be very beneficial, I don't think, in my opinion.
Which,
and I'm not a consultant, but,
right,
but you do have to show up to some places that, sometimes you may not want to talk to people you don't want to talk to. But that's, in my particular position, that's what I do. You know, not a lot of people are happy to see me when they make appointments and come in and talk about their, child being locked up or husbands or wives,
right,
or whatever.
Well, I mean, the reason I'm asking that is I wanted to know your opinion of this political directed law enforcement that we saw like in Chicago, where they said, don't go help these guys that are right now in the middle of being hit with cars, and now they're shots fired. Nobody go out there and help them. What do you think about that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I have not, really delved into that a whole lot. But what I have heard, I heard the police chief, his kind of media release and answering some questions, and they did play some of the dispatch tape. I couldn't believe what I heard. I can tell you here in Greenville County, and I think I can safely speak for every agency in South Carolina, we would never, ever hang another law enforcement agency out to dry like they did to not respond and allow people to get hurt or be put in danger. That had already escalated into now, some form of a riot. We're on the way. We're coming and we're bringing the cavalry with us. So I just can't imagine that happening here. That's some of the things that happen in other parts of the country, really make me scratch my head and wonder just how in the world people allow people to be in positions of leadership like that.
Somebody asked me why, like, ICE facilities are not actually set out in a different area to where instead of it being in a city jurisdiction, it would be in a county jurisdiction. And I think they actually used you as the example of somebody that would actually just roll no matter who it was or what it was, they, you know, you know right from wrong and you do the right thing. Is that part of the problem, or what do you think? I mean,
I don't think so. I mean, certainly not here. Again, I don't know about other parts of the country and where those are located, but I think our immigration facility, when it was built here, for instance, in the city of Greer, is because of the inland port and the airport. The idea was to have it close to those two things. So, you know, for people to legally check in and obtain, you know, citizenship here. Now, I don't see the city of Greer certainly not doing what other places are doing. If ICE is having a roundup and they're, you know, processing people at that location, we would help assist in any way possible. We're signed on for that with under 287G. We will enforce that. And I'm sure Greer will. I don't mean to speak for Chief Hamby at all, and I'm not speaking in his place.
Right.
But he is going to maintain law and order in the city of Greer. And whatever assistance they needed, we're rolling the cavalry. We're there to help in any way possible. So I think they built those places and placed them there in those municipalities. It's probably just part of the funding arm to build those locations, you know, like the small one we have there in the city. You know, I'm sure there was some tax break for, you know, having that and making that land available over there.
Well, when you see law enforcement rolling by, salute them, thank them, appreciate them, because they're going to get there as fast as they can. I saw a firsthand result of that the other day when I rolled up on a traffic accident in Malden, Greenville County, same way. Because they're led by people like Sheriff Hobart Lewis, Greenville County Sheriff.
We have great people who service community in all our municipalities, certainly here at the county and even on the state level that work here in upstate. We are blessed to not have the problems other parts of the country have. And the majority of that is really because of the citizens that take part in law and order here in upstate.
Well, in any event, it's always good to speak with you. I appreciate you taking the time to swing by.
Yes, sir. Great to speak with you. Y'all have a good week.
Yes, sir.
Bye, buddy.
Later. A reporter decided to go undercover into the Portland Antifa. This is her story. And this is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.